peace, a price for peace. They say the peace is worth 2,000 pieces of gold, okay? And then they would rather be a dog in the peacetime than a man in wartime. Yeah, the Chinese people suffer a lot because of war. No peace. But what happened? Why there's no peace? First, because the fallen man with the inherent sinful nature had destroyed the true peace between man and God and between man and man. Secondly, the peace that world looks for or tries to establish is only but temporal peace, not its external peace. It won't last. It changes and affected by the circumstances and environment. In fact, if we read the Bible in the Old Testament, there's some prophets say things like that. In Jeremiah 6:14, it says, they dress the wound of my people as though it were no Lord's serious. They said, they is the false prophets like today in the world. They say, peace, peace. They say, when there's no peace. Ezekiel 13:10, what they say? Because they lead my people astray, saying, peace, when there's no peace at all. Because they're talking about different kind of peace. That's it. The wound, they talk about the wound, the people. What kind of wound? They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. It's very serious. The wound between God and man is serious. So there's no peace. They lead the people astray, run away from God, leave God. So there's no peace. Never have peace in the world. I heard that since ever human history, they established thousands of peace treaties. But they broke everyone easily. Remember recently in Gaza, the Israel and Hamas have a ceasefire for, I think, 7 to 8 hours, but it broke within 2 hours. Remember that? Yeah, no peace. But then, what's peace? What's true peace? Let's back to the Bible and study what's real peace we're talking about, not just design. First of all, the Bible tell us there's a Prince of Peace. Now, this was famous, Christmas Eve, and we sing about it. You know? Unto us the child, that for unto us the sons given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. But I remind you, when this Prince of Peace was born in Bethlehem by the Virgin Mary about 2,000 years ago, did he bring world peace to the world? No, sorry about that. In fact, immediately after he was born, maybe 1 or 2 years, there was a horrible massacre of children. Remember that? What happened in the Bible? That's what Matthew had recorded. When Herod realized that what had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave order to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and vicinity who were 2 years old and under. Wow! If it happened today, what do you think the world would say? Why the Prince of Peace? He was born and this thing happened. And Jesus also said, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but they're short. Why? What's that mean? Because the world and the people, the concept, the peace they want is not the same that God wants us to have. See? That's the different thing. Sometimes I used to talk to people about our gospel and think, many times, first, before any agreement, or I will ask for the definition of what you're talking about. You said you don't believe in God. Okay, fine. Tell me what is your definition of God in your mind. Otherwise, how can we talk about God if you think something like this or think something like that? Because the peace we talk about in the history, human history, they are not knowing the true peace. They're talking the peace about themselves. Okay? So, the meaning of true peace, let me give you some idea. First, the true peace of peace with God. This peace with God is the foundation of true peace. If you don't have peace with God, you don't have no peace at all, no matter how you try it. This word, the peace with God, the peace means reconciliation. Reconciliation. Here, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's important. In Romans 5, it says, if we, when we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more have been reconciled shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received what? Peace. Reconciliation. That's the true peace first. If we don't have peace with God, we hardly have any peace at all. Secondly, the peace of God. What we're talking about, peace with God. Second, the true peace, the peace of God. This is the true peace. God is the true peace. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Wow. God is unchanging. The peace of God we have won't change, not because of the circumstances. If we have peace with God and peace of God, we won't be affected by the war anywhere. We won't be affected by the airplane suddenly come down. We have peace in our heart. We don't change the outside world, but change our heart, then we become peace with God. So God's powerful. They guard our heart and our minds. That's important. This is inward peace, not the outward peace. And then God is divine. Peace of God is divine. It transcends all understanding. That's why people don't understand. If you don't belong to God, if you don't have peace with God, you don't understand what's God. For them to understand. Beyond our understanding. But that's the peace of God. Peace of God is divine. Thirdly, peace from God. We don't get the peace by our own effort. It's a gift from God. Just like salvation. Not because we work for that. But God gives us, whether you take it or not. That's your problem. Okay. So, by peace I give to you, I do not give to you as the world gives. See, the two kinds of peace, yeah, right? When the world gives to you, everybody talk about the United Nations, talk about the peace. But in God, with God, we talk about different kind of peace. Glory to God in the highest, in on earth, peace to man, on whom his favor. This is the famous Bible verse in during the Christmas time. But unfortunately, always the first part put out. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men. That's it. They stop there. Remember that. Or the card. They don't say the letter. On whom his favor rests. Never mention that. Because some people don't like that, Barbara. But in fact, this press is a cross. It's a conditional cross. You want the peace. Yes, you. But you, on whom his favor rests. God, you're pleasing to God. You like God. You accept God. Then you have the peace. Otherwise, you don't get this peace. So, that's the true peace. I don't have much time to go any further. But I just want to know that, give you this message. I have told you these things so that in you, in me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And our choir was saying this to you. So not only would hear what I said, but you will learn and hear the singing. Thank you very much.